Welcome to It's a Good Life with Brian Buffini, founder of America's largest business coaching company. Here's a short classic cut from one of our all-time favorite episodes.
Well, the top of the morning to you. And so I'm going to talk to you today about the blessings of work. In today's world, we're not sure about that. The idea of success is somebody on a hammock with their feet crossed on the sand looking at some turquoise water. The people who've got it made are the people who don't have to work anymore. I'm so successful, I don't have to work. So we're going to talk today about the blessing of work. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about. Thomas Edison said, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks a lot like work." Thomas Edison had 1,093 inventions patented. Think about it. Most people in their life will never patent a single invention. Edison, 1,093. Why? Because opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks a lot like work. What is work? According to Webster and a few other places I found, it's exertion of effort directed to produce or accomplish something. So work is about accomplishment, physical or mental effort to trade for money. So it's something you trade. You trade your time, your expertise, your skill, your effort, your energy, some of your emotional intelligence. You trade that for compensation. And a third definition was personal and social identity. So we're going to dive into some big stuff here today. Three major points as always. The first major thing I'm going to cover is why it's perceived in the culture as a curse. Work is a curse and not a blessing. And then we're going to get into what the actual blessings are, how it blesses you far more importantly in far more ways than just money. And then we're going to talk about how we should work, how we should go about it. So we see it as a curse. You ever heard the phrase, "I'm just a working fool"? You think about that. I'm just a working fool. I'm in the rat race. I'm on the treadmill. I'm going nowhere, expending effort in this meaningless pursuit. And work is the stool pigeon. It's who we say that's the problem. Work is the problem. Again, we have the wrong image of success. Sitting on the beach in a hammock. It just kind of kills, like, people who've been grinding and saving for a down payment, working, saving their 10%, putting it in a savings account, putting it in an ETF, you know, letting it grow, buying a piece of real estate. And then you hear some character making $1 million in a short period of time. It's like, you feel like a loser. You feel like you're walking on the freeway while all the cars are flying by you. And I'm going to say this to you. It's the hare and the tortoise. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it so many times. When you get the quick gains, it doesn't make anything of you. You didn't learn very much from it. I've met a lot of fellas with small fortunes. And then people always ask me, how did they have a small fortune? Because they started out with a large one. And I've seen a lot of people turn a fortune into a small one. Okay? So always waiting for that next big thing to hit. It's because that wrong image of success and how success is formed. Sam Ewing said, "Hard work spotlights the character of people. Some turn up their sleeves, some turn up their noses, and some don't turn up at all." Here's the third problem I see in why work is not considered a blessing, but it's actually considered a curse, is because of the old Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs chant. I owe, so off to work I go. I've seen the license plate covers. I've seen all of those things, bumper stickers. I owe, so off to work I go. According to Forbes, more than half of U.S. workers are unhappy in their jobs. If 50% of the people kind of hate their jobs, there's something wrong with that. Why are they working a job they hate? When there's so many opportunities, why are half the people going to work every day doing something they hate? Because they made poor economic decisions. I bought and financed. So now I go to work every day doing work I don't like with people I don't want to be with, pursuing perhaps something that's not even connected to my gifts because of the lack of self-control and the inability to have delayed gratification. So the first thing is not to get the new job. The first thing is to stop doing the things that eliminate your choices. The first thing is to draw the line in the sand and that's it. That's it. No more I owe, so off to work I go. If I have to owe for it, I'm not going to spend it. The great Dale Carnegie said, people rarely succeed unless they have fun in doing what they're doing. So we want to not spend the money so I don't I owe, so now I can actually have fun doing what I like to do and get paid well for it. And by the way, when people see me having fun, I'll be even better at it. I'll be more received by the marketplace. I'll get paid more. Powerful, powerful stuff. So why is work not a blessing? Because we see it as a curse. It's the opposite of a blessing. The blessings of work. There's three elements of work: occupation, vocation, and calling. Now, many people make the mistake of throwing that all under the umbrella of career. I want to walk this through with you. My occupation was real estate. An occupation, by definition, is the productive activity, service, trade, or craft for which you get paid. And you get paid for the value you bring to the marketplace. So the fact of the matter is, I had an occupation called real estate. And for me, I immersed myself in personal growth and development. I was talking to some of the guys at the company today. Growth and development is so huge to me because when I got exposed to personal growth and development in 1986, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Og Mandino, Brian Tracy, you know, Tommy Hopkins, you name it, Nito Cobain, if they were out there, Earl Nightingale, I had their recordings. I listened to them. I put that stuff in my car till the tapes broke over and over again. And what happened is that personal growth gave me the motivation and helped me with the philosophy, get my thinking right, challenge my thinking to ultimately pursue a career in real estate. And that was my occupation. And I became very successful. Became a very successful realtor, one of the top in the country. By the way, that provided for my family. I lived inside my means. I didn't IOIO. So I bought real estate. I bought personal real estate and I bought investment real estate and then became a millionaire from those investments. And so that was the power of it. And by the way, do you see a man skilled in his labor? He'll serve before kings. That's what happened to me because as I became successful, then what happened is people would ask me to come and speak and share. Brian, how are you being successful? You're an immigrant, came here with nothing. And as I did some of this stuff, my bride came to me, you know, my best friend and confidant for the past 35 years. She came to me and said, you got a gift in this area. And I'm like, oh, I kind of feel like something's going on. I don't know what I should do with this. And she goes, maybe this is going to be your vocation. I didn't even know what that was. I thought I had a vocation. No, no. Real estate was my occupation. I loved it. Loved every minute of it. I still love real estate today. But when I started speaking, it was like this tuning fork going off inside. And it was this inclination. Vocation is an inclination to undertake a certain kind of work. So I started speaking and presenting, and that turned into Buffini Company. So after this successful real estate career, along came this 25-year career at Buffini Company to train and teach mostly people in real estate. And then it got to lending. And then there's 47 different types of businesses coached by Buffini Company today, the largest small business coaching company in the world, and training programs and $1 billion in sale and millions of people served in 40 countries all over the world. It's been my vocation. As a spokesman for Buffini Company, we put on our events. I've had the chance to bring out Neil Armstrong and Jay Leno and whoever, you name it, politicians, tech gurus, just unbelievable success in sports and academics, movie actors. I'm the immigrant with 92 books and knew nothing, who just became a realtor and did it real well. And my occupation has turned into my vocation. And now at this next stage of my life, in my mid-50s, having had these two hugely successful careers, now I feel this dynamic. I started doing this podcast as a hobby, and now it's turned into a calling. And a calling is an inner urge or strong impulse, especially one believed to be divinely inspired. The fact of the matter is, I have this great passion myself for this calling to bring the good life to more people, to help people feel better, to help people think better, and to help people do better. Lastly, as I finish up here today, how should we work? The first thing is hustle. Hustle is powerful. I'm still a hustler. Now think about it. I don't need the money. I haven't needed it for a long time. I'm in here hustling. Hustling to reach more people and build better content, have better guests. I'm constantly hustling. You know why? Because my mentor, Jim Rohn, told me, Brian, become a millionaire for what it will make of you to become it. See, that's the beauty of work. That's the blessing of work, is I became a millionaire because of what it made of me. And I want to share that with other people. Now, you can do whatever you want with the money. You can give the money away if you want. But ultimately, become a millionaire for what it will make of you. And what it makes of you, for me, hustle. I get up every day. I've got the juice. I've got the fire. I'm 54 years of age. I got more fire than I did at 24. Why? Because I was a hustler then, but now I'm an educated hustler. And hustle is the energy you bring and the passion you bring. So do the hustle. The next thing is do more than they pay you for. I learned this from my father and grandfather. When we did a paint job, we cleaned the windows and changed the light bulbs to show off the paint job. And you know what they would do? They'd have us either paint more of the building next door, or their friends or colleagues. You know, the fact is, what is people's work today? They want to do as little as they can. So we need to hustle. Do more than they pay you for. And then ultimately, it becomes your legacy. I got to say this. I got 6 kids that all hustle. They've grown up flying on private jets, going to our house in Hawaii, living in more grandeur than I ever thought would be happy for me. But you know, all my kids are grinders. They all work. So it doesn't matter if you're born with a silver spoon or a wooden spoon. The fact of the matter is, these are mindsets. Those who come after you will see work as a blessing and not a curse, and their work will impact others. Your work will impact others. You'll help more people. Work is a blessing. It is a blessing. I've had an occupation in real estate. I've had the vocation in Buffini & Company, and now I have this calling to bring the good life to more people. More people. My goal is to help more people feel better. A lot of people feel bad right now. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope this makes you feel better about the job you have. I hope this makes you feel better about the work you do. Maybe it'll cause you to make some changes so IOIO is no longer the reason for doing anything. And ultimately, when work is your blessing and you do so much of it, your life is more of a blessing. It's more of a contributor to the good life that you want to live. And then that work, because you're joyful in it, you do it well, you get paid well, it allows you to have the lifestyle you want. And then it ultimately allows you to leave a legacy where you bring people along by your example. Hope this has been helpful for you today. Maybe you're listening to this on your way to work. I hope you have a great day at work, if you do.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this quick cut. Head to the show notes to listen to the full episode. If you'd like to elevate your business to achieve your goals, talk to one of our experts on a free business consultation. Visit itsagoodlife.com/BC to schedule yours today.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.